Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Wednesday, July 7th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's government is withholding aid while at the same time sanctioning an ethnic cleansing in the western part of the country. Recent bombings have tied up peace talks with rebels. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says they're headed into the Darfur region with six partners to help shelter and feed the refugees. It's a prime time to share the gospel since many of these war survivors gave up hope long ago. And their summer camping season's in full swing. Young Life's Dave Carlson says they're looking at a 15% increase in attendance this year, or around 45,000 young people. Their teams are intent on reaching the 13 to 18-year-old kids with the gospel, since this is one of the most important times in shaping these young lives. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.